Christmas hosts. Here's Emma B.
Christmas is most definitely my favourite time of year. The eldest comes home from uni. We all sit around eating loads of cheese and watching great movies. It's what Christmas is all about.
Head to Morrison's to find premium fresh British meat and produce. Everything you need to host. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrison's e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrison's.
Youngest moved out. You thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait, something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one. And you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Make morning simples with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out a qualifying product to compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh, we in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. The UK economy has grown between July and September, but not by as much as experts predicted. GDP has expanded by 0.1%. The Chancellor says she's not satisfied with the numbers. Donald Trump's nominated a man who spread misinformation about vaccines to be his health secretary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now in the running for the role.
Today I nominated him for, I guess, if you like health and if you like people that live a long time, it's the most important position, RFK Jr. And I just looked at the news reports. People like you, Bobby. Don't get too popular, Bobby.
The nephew of the former president, John F. Kennedy, insists that he wants to tackle obesity and reduce chemicals in food. The appointment still needs to be approved by the Senate, though. A group representing alleged victims of Mohammed Al-Fayed says it has credible evidence suggesting he wasn't the only one involved in abuse at Harrods. Former employees of the department store have accused his brother Salah of sexual assault too. The mum of a teenager who was murdered by her ex-boyfriend is calling for domestic abuse education for young people. 15-year-old Holly Newton was stabbed to death by Logan McPhail last January after he wouldn't accept their relationship had ended. Her mum, Michaela Trussler, is urging people to look out for the signs of domestic abuse within teenage relationships. Our reporter Sophie Green went to Northumberland to meet the family.
What were the red flags that she was too young to understand because she wasn't having that education in schools?
Emotional abuse, psychological abuse. She suffered all of those. And then at the very end, the stalking as well.
In sports, England cruised to a 3-0 victory against Greece in their Nations League clash in Athens last night. But the FA's investigating following reports supporters were tear-gassed before the game. Tonight, Scotland hosts Croatia at Hampden Park. And a cold spell is set to grip the UK next week. The Met Office says we can expect a mix of rain, sleet and snow, but it's too early to tell which areas will be the worst hit. Cloudy today for much of Scotland, Northern Ireland and Northern England with rain in western parts. Sunshine elsewhere with highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Author Franklin Pierce Adams, born this day in 1881. There must be a day or two in a man's life when he is the precise age for something important.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
Montagues and Capulets from Romeo and Juliet, with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Mark Hermler, conducting. At 8:10 on this Friday, the 15th of November, and you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. What is occurring on the 15th of November? Samantha reports, back from the travels, eh? Last time you saw me, I was astride a camel with the magnificent pyramids of Giza behind me. Today you find me shuffling around the kitchen with a streaming cold and a hacking cough. Life's rich pageant, eh? Oh, yes. Now, where's the paracetamol, you ask? Is that for you or the camel? What's that? The camel's got the hump. I know. And it's Dapper Dave's birthday today. Morning, birthday boy, Dapper Dave. Age withheld, but as a supplementary question of the day, try rearranging the numbers 4 and 6 to come up with an answer. You've got me there. You have a grand day. Now, here's an artist we don't play every day by any means on Magic Classical. In fact, you're more likely to hear him on our sister station Jazz FM, the brilliant Chick Corea. And this is from a collection of children's songs that he created back in the early 1980s. This is Children's Song number 4. Chick Corea and his Children's Song number 4. Later on, We have Screen Time coming up after 9, of course, and that's our regular weekday morning fix of things from the screen, including today, music from the new Gladiator film. And furthermore, on Gladiator matters, the composer responsible will be talking with Penny later. Penny Smith here from 10. There's something from the movies now, not Gladiator, but definitely fisticuffs involved. It's Bill Conti's Fanfare for Rocky. Music by Bill Conti for the film famed for its dialogue, such as "Ooh" and "Ooh," and who can forget "Oh." Yes, it's the Fanfare for Rocky. There were some bits of dialogue, obviously, which ended up on the cutting room floor, such as "Ooh, you hit me." Didn't fit. And yes, Harry Gregson-Williams, the composer behind the music for Gladiator 2. Special guest with Penny later on this morning. And wide-ranging abilities, Harry Gregson-Williams. Other hit scores from him include Chicken Run and The Chronicles of Narnia. Here were the inspiration for Gladiator 2. Later, Penny Smith with you from 10. On the way soon, question of the day, Mark 2. And ahead of that, it'll be some Elgar. Next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers. All with an extra £1,000 off. Plus a free Omi home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin 5 areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all next week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda Rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and, of course, iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
Live shows, playlists and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
Tis the season, listeners. Let's spin the wheel of Greggs and see what you could be unwrapping this Christmas. Ooh, a delicious Christmas lunch baguette, festive flavoured hot drinks, even the good old bacon breakfast roll, and the ultimate Christmas cracker, the festive bake. Returning to the wheel, the vegan festive bake is back and yours to take. Join us next time for all this and so much more. Greggs, bag some joy.
On the M8 towards Glasgow, there's a queue at Paisley, Junction 27, but that's a broken down car where one lane is closed. The tailbacks here, they start from St James towards Renfrew. West Yorkshire, the M62 East, an accident. It's going up over the tops towards Huddersfield at 22, Rishworth Moor, an accident where one lane is closed. Towards Manchester Airport on the A555, there's a queue first. This is Bramall towards Hamforth. Then it gets easier after the A34 and delays London bound on the A30. In Canning Town, where there were roadworks. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis, and playing Elgar, Pomp and Circumstance, number 4. Right, that's us sitting up and paying attention then, isn't it? It's sit up and pay attention sort of music. Time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, hook and hone, iota and item, and tint and tack did the trick, but there were other options available. Question of the day, Mark 2, has us thumbing the books of history and going in the direction of this day in 1969. On this day in 1969, something green was seen for the first time in Britain, although only in the Midlands. What was it? As ever, all suggestions are welcome. No answer is too daft. By text, it's 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, charles@magic.co.uk. This day in 1969, something green was seen for the first time in Britain, but only in the Midlands. What was it? We'll see this side of 9 o'clock. Spot of Mozart now, from the Magic Flute. You would not want to be venturing into that without a proper vocal warm-up, apart from anything else. Der Holle Rache, the Vengeance of Hell, from Mozart's The Magic Flute, and one of the challenging pieces for the Queen of the Night, portrayed there by soprano Sumi Jo with the Ensemble Orchestra de Paris. It's the accurate placement of those notes in the fast sequence. It gives me slight cold shivers. No running or anything, you just got to play some right. It's hard enough to whistle that, let alone sing. Now, as an inveterate whistler, I know I've tried. You too? Good. Headlines this morning at 8:31. The UK economy's grown between July and September, but not by as much as experts had predicted. GDP expanding by 0.1%. 8%. The Chancellor says she's not satisfied with the numbers. Donald Trump's nominated a man who's spread misinformation about vaccines to be his future health secretary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now in the running for the role. The appointment still needs to be approved by the Senate. Lawyers representing alleged victims of Mohammed Al-Fayed say they're grateful another abuser has been unmasked. Justice for Harrods survivors claims it has credible evidence that some women were sexually assaulted by the late billionaire's brother, Salah. And we're being told to brace for a cold spell set to grip the UK next week. The Met Office says most of us can expect to see temperatures plummet and a mix of rain, sleet and snow, though they say it's too early to tell where most of it will arrive. Weather today, cloudy and windy north, a brighter, clearer south once any early fog goes. Some rain for the northern half of the country tonight, and then tomorrow a cloudy, showery mix, windy to the north. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. This day in 1969, something green was seen for the first time in Britain, but only in the Midlands. What was it? 61054, the text number starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Now, I've said this before, I'll say it again. If the wheels have ever completely fallen off and there's only one piece of music left, this, I'm convinced, is the one you want, because this makes everything feel all right. Rachmaninoff, the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Variation 18. Works its wonders on you the way it does on me. It's just, I think it's absolutely glorious. Anna Fedorova, piano with St. Gallen Symphony Orchestra. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on the Theme of Paganini. Variation 18, rather. I find that, personally, so good I could, you know, cheerfully play it over and over again for quite some minutes. But that's just me. I mean, it's a great solution to whatever may be bothering you. I'm looking at Donald Trump's selections for his key positions. We've got a TV presenter selected to be defence secretary, a vaccine sceptic selected for health, and a national security person seems to be very prone to repeating Russian propaganda, and furthermore, has no background in security. What could possibly go wrong? It's all right, we'll play Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, you see, and it'll all be fine. Good. On the way in a moment or two, Vivaldi.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year. Right at the beginning, it was impossible for you to do the mum thing.
Yeah, so just the little things like every day taking her to school. I had to rely on my neighbours, who were amazing, who were able to walk her to school for me in the mornings. Just doing things for her. You know, she was helping me put my socks on, whereas usually I would help her put her socks on. It just seemed like for a six-year-old, it shouldn't have been the case.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
You all right, guys?
I need the...
Kitchen!
The office!
The lounge!
The living room for a meeting!
For my spin class!
For my live stream!
For my game!
I need it to watch the footy!
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys!
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up! Let's go, team!
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla menu board for Sunday. Ehi meri baili garsi, ehi me hornchalondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And...
hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't! I just can't believe it!
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Happy holidays, everyone! Spoil all your loved ones for less at TK Maxx with big brand gifts literally everyone will love. From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
think we all know that Paul Mescal only got the Gladiator 2 gig because Charles Knove had used his toga for an emergency Halloween outfit. But the music, well, the music was always going to be by Harry Gregson-Williams, who'll be on the next show along with me, Penny Smith. See you at 10 or anytime on Rayo.
The Orchestra of the Royal Opera House playing Verdi, the prelude to Act One of La Traviata. We'll sort out Question of the Day Mark II in a moment or two. A quick piano excursion first with, well, Chopin originally, but variations on a theme of Chopin by Federico Mompou. Variation number 3 played here by Marina Staneva. Thank you. Steneva at the piano. Variations on Chopin. The question of the day, Mark 2. This day in 1969, something green was seen for the first time in Britain, but only in the Midlands. What was it? Neris says, complete guess, I'm wondering if it was the first area of green belt land designated. Interesting thought. Kelly in Bristol, cats fed, back in bed, cup of tea, lovely. Sometimes you should go with your first thought. My first thought was Kermit the Frog. But am I right? Well, in the spirit of question of the day, you're not wrong. Lee from Epsom says, you're spoiling me, another historical question everybody should know. 1969 saw the discovery of the UK's first mushy peas, seen in a pit near Dudley. This led to the much-forgotten invasion of the Midlands by Yorkshire to secure this delicacy. If you say so. Marilyn and Derek, the topless motorists from near Melton Mowbray, say, how about the Green Cross Code after the authorities thought that kids didn't know the difference between their right and left? Stop, look and listen with the words instead. And descendants of Tufty the Squirrel are living happily in our garden. Good for you and them. Diana Moran, the Green Goddess, appeared for the first time in the Midlands, says Anthony, elderly Earl of Wickham. Brummies were in particular need of an exercise workout, and she came to their rescue. During the birth of our youngest child, Lady Wickham, high on pethidine gas and air while watching breakfast TV, insisted that I followed the Green Goddess's routine in the birthing suite. Much to the amusement of the midwives. The things one has to do, says Anthony, elderly Earl of Wickham. Well done. Mary in Maidstone, colour TV, including Dixon of Dock Green. Evening all, and to you. Could the answer be Northern Lights? Says Lady Anne of Hampshire. No. I lived in the Midlands in 1969 and could well have turned green on this day after overindulging following a visit to the sweet shop next to our school, says David in Newbury. Brightish and fresh in Edinburgh, say John and Fiona. Green Cross Code. Orville the Duck. No, despite the fact that Richard was living in Birmingham in 1969, this has us stumped, says Sue. Perhaps the Mini Cooper was first made in racing green at Longbridge in 1969. Well, I may have to tell you. It was the first colour TV commercial. There'd been black and white ones for ages, but first colour TV commercial, only in the Midlands region, on ATV, I say ATV. I'm always expecting the Crossroads theme after that, for historical reasons, but not today. Thank you to Martin Fenton and Gavin Sutherland. That was from their recently released EP, recreating all the old ITV idents. ATV there, who broadcast the commercial for Bird's Eye Frozen Peas on this day in 1969. In living colour. Well, living green, anyway. Jess Gillam leading the way with that recording of Carole King's You've Got a Friend. News update for 9 o'clock follows, and then it'll be our Friday morning screen time. Starting off with a bit of galloping with a good old TV favourite.
Listeners, we've uncovered the reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late. It's because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR, and people who somehow managed to park over two bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Xero Small Business Accounting Software puts more financial control at your fingertips. So you have the might to master everyday admin, like raising invoices, staying on top of VAT, managing payroll, and controlling your cash flow. Let your clever little digits loose on Xero and get smarter accounting for your small business at your fingertips. Search Xero with an X and keep your finger on the button.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
$1.29 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. $1.29 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's Saver Menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
Knowing young people don't wear brooches anymore, but this looks just like the one your grandma had. The one you broke when you were 5. Of course, she just smiled and said it was okay. You miss her, as do I. So here's one I know she'd get for you. Give knowingly. With vintage fine jewellery at John Lewis.
This Christmas at Asda, enjoy the cosy moments with our exclusive Jingle the Reindeer range. Woo-hoo! Including sweet treats from 85p, super soft throws for just £4, and family of matching PJs starting from £6 for the little ones.
Go big or go gnome!
That's right, Gnome. Only at Asda, the gnome of Christmas. I'm driving gnome for Christmas. Asda, that's more like it. Selected store subject to availability. Jingle PJ £6 to £14 each. Jingle sweet treats £85 to £3.50 each. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
A comfortable future comes with an uncomfortable truth. You need to save and invest more now. So why not join the 1.9 million people who trust Hargreaves Lansdown with their savings and investments? Choose our cash ISA, stocks and shares ISA, or both with UK tax-free returns. Open one today and help future-proof your finances with Hargreaves Lansdown. Go to hl.co.uk. Capital at risk. ISA rules can change and benefits depend on circumstances. Get financial advice if unsure.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Chancellor claims she's not satisfied with the latest UK growth figures. The Office for National Statistics says GDP came in at 0.1% during the third quarter. That's weaker than what forecasters were expecting, with the economy shrinking in September. Donald Trump has chosen a man sceptical of vaccines as his future health secretary.
We want you to come up with things and ideas and what you've been talking about for a long time, and I think you're going to do some unbelievable thing. Nobody's going to be able to do it like you, and boy, does he feel it in his heart.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy, dropped out of his own presidential campaign to endorse Trump. It's yet another controversial decision by the president-elect, which will still need approval from the Senate. Lawyers representing alleged victims of Mohammed Al-Fayed say they're grateful another abuser has been unmasked. Justice for Harrod's survivors claims it has credible evidence that some women were sexually assaulted by the late billionaire's brother Salah too. The mum of a schoolgirl who was murdered by her ex-boyfriend tells us it's important to educate young people about the red flags in relationships. Holly Newton was stabbed to death by Logan McPhail last January after he wouldn't accept their relationship was over. Her mum, Michaela Trussler, says that because she was only 15 at the time of her death, Holly wasn't treated as a victim of domestic abuse. Our reporter Sophie Green spoke